Dubfon goes hard.
See you later, popcorn bitch.
Those 7 days have almost passed.
The wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Come and revel in the carnival-like proceedings.
Hey, it's Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Hold on to your
this
fucking hats, everybody.
WFOD.
Kids, I never heard of that.
Hello.
This thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
That fucking guy.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, Travis is here. We saw his beautiful face there for a second. But I believe that we're having what they call in the biz
technical issues.
I would call it, yes, technical issues, but I'm hoping that we can figure it out. Drunk.
Sir.
What Travis is he's the wind beneath our wings.
He is. And he's the glue that puts the Dubfod together.
Travis, you're the glue. The glue that puts the Dubfod together, Travis.
We gotta stop using Skype, man. This sucks. what a shitty program.
did it?
We gotta shell out the shekels for the Zoom Pro. This is fucking trash.
Zoom Pro.
So, if you guys could donate to our Patreon, so we could get Travis on the line.
Yeah, please donate to the Patreon so we don't have these issues anymore.
Travis, I recorded with a shitty song of the week the other day. I think my episode is coming out this week. Well, they were trying to do Discord, you know, because we're all over the country and you know, you got to record remotely. And
of course,
there was a weird echo, and then we moved to Zoom. And I mean, it was fine, but yeah, then that's 30-minute time limit. You know, then you got to like stop and restart. And I mean, if you're doing a live program, Travis, you can't do time limits. You can't do it.
Can't be doing that.
Nope.
It's like, what is it? Like $80 or some shit for the year? Come on.
I think
help
it's like
us out, guys.
110 or something. It's not cheap.
110?
it's not cheap, Travis.
Still less than $10 a month.
Small price to pay for an internet radio program that records once a week, though. You know what I mean?
Travis. We give the people quite a bit. I think are we talking? Now, I don't want to just give a inside baseball, Travis. But are we talking about maybe having a double dick week next week?
Oh yeah, we are. I think that we decided that we were going to record with a guest on Sunday, and instead of doing what we usually do, usually at my behest, where I'm like, "Well, fuck it, let's take a week off," I suggested, "Why don't we just do two?
Do two, Hank Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Do two.
I thought that was Frank Robinson.
Who gives a fuck who it was? Drunk,
let me tell Sammy Sosa.
Travis, let me tell you, there's something that happens occasionally that I love. It's like one of my favorite things in the whole world. And it happened last week twice to the same person for the same fucking song.
Oh, did we have a
what?
Court case?
There was a music lawsuit. Yes, correct. Travis, are you familiar with Dua Lipa?
No.
She's
I'm familiar with the name.
She's a pop singing gal. And she had two lawsuits come about last week over the same song. Now, one of the parts of the song that the people are mad at, like two people, I guess one person recorded a song and then another person paid the person. And so like both of them are like, hey, she ripped off both of us. But really, she only ripped off one of them because the other one paid the one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. I'm following you. If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. Don Diablo's escapado, tú no sabes la que armado, ten cuidado, yo lo digo por sí. I was walking down the street when I saw the tense soldier boy winkle, winkle, winking at me. So those two people both said Dua Lipa ripped them off because they sang it a certain way.
That's music?
Yeah,
yeah. So the first one is Dua Lipa, and then the other two are the people suing Dua Lipa.
How long ago were those songs made?
But all that was supposed to be music? Like, they're actually, those are songs?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So then another artist, now you're going to love this, Travis. I think you're going to really like this. So Dua Lipa, that's right. One part of the song. I think that's like the verse. But then you get to the chorus.
The yeah, 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 yeah.
And this is the chorus. A reggae band. It's a white reggae band, so I don't really think they count as reggae, right?
Oh, was it Snow?
Snow?
No. And they put out this song in 2017, so it's not that old. They said Dua Lipa ripped them off. And obviously Dua Lipa heard their song.
Modest Yahoo.
That is not available on Spotify, Travis. It's only available on SoundCloud, but it did chart on the reggae Billboard charts. So this is the song that they said Dua Lipa ripped off. Okay, a little bit,
right?
Yeah,
she did.
You think? They do sound similar.
Is that exact words?
Same thing.
It's very similar, Travis, but I would argue they both ripped off Outkast.
Ooh, give it to me.
Right?
I think Outkast intentionally doesn't want to have anything to do with show business anymore.
Where did they go? They need to come back, Drunk. I missed them.
Yeah, they were great.
Andre 3000 still pops up in stuff once in a while as an actor.
You know, he...
But I think he's done with the whole music business.
I don't remember where I saw it.
Yeah, I would agree.
He did an interview, I think, with Rick Rubin. Like, Rick Rubin has a podcast. And I didn't know that Rick Rubin had a podcast, but somebody recommended it to me, and I listened to it. And it was Rick Rubin talking to Andre 3000 about, like, writer's block and stuff. And it was really fucking interesting. And like, if I could find it again, I'd probably listen to it a second time, because like, he was just saying that, like, you know, he's still interested in making music, but he hasn't really been feeling like doing it. And the things that he makes, he doesn't think are good enough.
What was that? A 3-year stretch where everything he touched turned to gold.
Right. And then I guess,
that's the thing. It's probably the same thing as like Chappelle, right? When he's like, Comedy Central was going to give him like a dump truck load of money to do more Chappelle show. And he's like, I don't want to do it if it's not going to be as good.
Right.
And Outkast had a good span there where everything they put out was amazing.
He wasn't feeling it, you know, anymore, Travis. He wasn't feeling it. Do you want to hear all three of those mixed together? This is all three of them on top of each other.
It's the same song.
Yeah. But one of them came out in 1998, Travis.
They're not the one suing. It's the reggae band that obviously stole from Outkast.
Right. So they just need to shut up and be glad that nobody sued them.
I would just let Dua Lipa do whatever she wants. If she wants to team with Doja Cat and rip off another one of your songs, just let it happen, because you guys are obviously thieves. What did you say what the band name was? The white reggae band?
Article Sound System. The name of the song is Live Your Life. It's from 2017.
I don't like that.
It's not good stuff, but Travis, I do have some good stuff for you. Now that we're on music, we might as well stay on it. By the way, speaking of which, we are going to play America's favorite game show tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. It's a new one. Are you familiar with, you're not big on the hip hop. So are you familiar with Pusha T?
What are you talking about?
You like that old hip hop because you're an
That's
old.
That's true.
Do you
I'm
know
an old
about
man? I'm a man of almost 42 years of age.
Any hip hop pre 08? Not familiar. Or post 08? Pretty much not familiar.
So Pusha T, several years ago, he was in.
I am familiar. With
beef with Drake, Travis, and he was particularly vicious to Drake. He was
good. Everybody should have a beef with Drake.
But no, like he was particularly mean. I have just a couple of clips from his diss track for you. He brought up that like Drake had a secret kid and that his girlfriend was a OnlyFans model it's pretty mean what Pusha T said. I got a couple.
You are hiding a child, let that boy come home, deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh.
And this one about his girlfriend.
Love that baby, respect that girl, forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah.
I mean, he said yuck, Travis.
Actually, he's more of a...
I like that.
So I bet you're wondering, you know, like...
Good diss track.
What's Pusha T doing now, Travis? Pusha T recently did an Arby's commercial, Travis.
God, I love Arby's.
Arby's got gangsta rapper Pusha T to make a diss track about McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. See, because Arby's has
a fish. We live in a different time now. There was a time when companies would like sign people to be like spokespersons. I remember years ago when Pepsi signed a bunch of people to go, you know, quote unquote, after the urban market. And it was, I can't remember everybody, but they signed Ludacris. And there was such a backlash over Ludacris and his lyrics that they dumped him like almost immediately.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly,
it's like,
right?
Now we can get Pusha T.
Pusha T is the worst of the worst, Travis. He brought up Drake's illegitimate child and
his porn star girlfriend.
And then he said, yuck.
Yuck.
So you want to
treat it like your whole world. Yeah.
Now, apparently, I did not know this. Pusha T was somehow involved with McDonald's catchphrase, I'm loving it. I don't know what the story is there.
I glanced at that. I didn't dive into it, but I thought it was him and I don't know if it was his brother or somebody he's related to or a business partner or whatever. But apparently they came up with that I'm loving it jingle.
Did they do the ba-da-ba-ba-ba part too?
Correct.
Wow. Do you think you just get a one-time fee for that, right? You don't, like, get royalties in perpetuity, do you? Perpetuity?
Yeah. I would argue that if you had a shitty agent, you'd get paid one time. Because if that takes off and becomes a corporation's theme song for 20 years, you should probably catch some shit on the back end there.
I would argue, Travis, that it shouldn't have been their theme song for 20 years. I mean, it's kind of dumb.
I don't know. I like it.
It's super dumb.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I guess, you know, once you get something that catches, you just keep it going. So
and the thing about it is, though, is it's evolved to the point where Brian Cox is doing those narrations for McDonald's. So one of the most wonderful things about that is at the end of every commercial, in his Brian Cox voice, does ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And that's great.
He puts a smoothness to it.
It does.
Travis, this Arby's commercial is not smooth at all. I would say, now the Hamburger Helper mixtape was fire.
Fire.
This is up there, though. This is good. This is an Arby's commercial. Keep that in mind, Drunk.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O-Fish is
then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Exit stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that Filet-O-Fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look, I could sell water to a whale. How could you ever think I'd fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trail. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well, our fish is gonna tip that scale.
This is a paid advertisement. Brought to you by Arby's.
One bad.
I love that.
So, I mean, you remember growing up, like, commercials would be like, all right, we got this, and this is the competitor, and it would, like, be blurred out.
Yeah.
Like, when did that change? Now they just go after each other. Like, they're all savages. Wendy's, savage. Arby's, savage.
Burger King has just been on a fuck McDonald's thing forever. Burger King's going to be pissed that Arby's is making fuck McDonald's stuff because that's their thing.
This is an evolution of social media brands going after each other, right? Like there was a time where there'd be like a basic commercial where, you know, they'd mention a competitor and they'd be like, oh, they're, you know, look at this McDonald's burger and I'll look at this Hardee's burger. Isn't it better? But like now you have social media managers.
But they wouldn't even say McDonald's. They would just say, here's the competitor. And he knew it was a Big Mac, but they would never say Big Mac.
Travis, the video, got like a lot of flashing in. What it looks like is, do you remember when Steve Jobs did the first iPhone thing and like they had like a Van Halen song blasting and everything was in black and white? You know, revolution. But we're talking about a fucking fish sandwich, Travis.
And that's what's the best about this is that you have brands online attacking each other. These social media managers going back and forth and people love it. Like if Wendy's has a particularly nasty snap against somebody else, people are retweeting that shit and being like, oh, yeah, Wendy's fast food social media manager really got McDonald's this time.
Right.
Like people love that shit. So now you have Arby's being like, oh, man, who could we pay to slaughter McDonald's shitty fish sandwich?
It's that like, guy that says, yeah.
The current king of the diss track. We'll get him.
You pay for some advertisements, but you're getting a lot of it for free. You know, that's the name of the game now, is how much advertisements can you get that you didn't even pay for? Like, if you make something fucking ridiculous enough, people will just talk about it.
Especially if it's great. Like that Arby's song is awesome. That Pusha T song is great. I am legit, a fan. That's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, you just have to find someone who is notable and talented and also willing to just completely sell out for a fucking fast food restaurant, Travis. Just like somebody with like no qualms about their legacy.
I feel like the Hamburger Helper people need to go back to the boards now and like hire Dre or something to do the beats and remix their album because Arby's really kind of threw down the gauntlet on the rap.
Well, what did
the rap for a brand?
What did we have, Travis? We had Hamburger Helper. Didn't we have a Dippin' Dot song? And somebody else put out one. So like in the stages of like a food advertisement rap, that's up there. I'll give you an idea of what we're working with, Travis. So Wordle is a big thing.
Huge.
Right? And Wordle sold their game to the New York Times for like $1 million.
The New York Times, they have $1 million?
Or was it the Los Angeles Times? It was one of them.
Either way, it's a newspaper.
Yeah. And so now they get the clicks. You go to the LA Times or the New York Times, whichever one it is. I do it every day, Travis. I just start typing in Wordle and then whatever website it takes me to. I want to be accurate. I don't think I've done... it's the New York Times. So when Wordle sold for $1 million, like 100 other people decided to make games that ended in L-E.
Right.
And the one that I'm particularly into right now is called Hurdle. And what Hurdle does is they'll play you 2 seconds of a song. Like the first 2 seconds of a song, and you have to try to guess. And you can skip like three or four times to get 2 more seconds, get 2 more seconds, get 2 more seconds. And if you get it, then they say, hey, good job. And a lot of times I can get it pretty early. But still, like yesterday's, I had no idea what the song was. But most of the time, it's just a pop song, and you usually know what it is. And so based on my new love of Hurdle, which, by the way, Jody, when I was talking about Hurdle on Twitter the other day, he said that he can't play Hurdle because he might like it. Like, he doesn't want to experience joy, Travis.
It sounds like a Jody thing to say.
Yeah, he's afraid.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no. What if I play this game and like it? I can't do that.
What if I want to play it every day?
Yeah, you can play it once a day. And he's like, oh, I can't. I'll just play it every day. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. I sit down and I take a poop and I play Hurdle and Wordle. I check my emails and then I get in the shower, you know. But the guy hates fun. He can't do it. So, guys, I think what we're going to do, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play this new game that I'm really looking forward to.
Sweet.
I think you guys are really going to like it.
And Doug.
Lemu, I know you're my partner and we're supposed to be professional. Like the professional service you get from Liberty Mutual where you only pay for what you need. But I think I'm falling in love with you. I know it sounds crazy. Yes. Yeah. Lemu Emu. Fuck me with your weird corkscrew bird dick.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Horse report. He thought he'd be a real fucking smartass and text me and tell me that Seabiscuit has a bunch of horses in it. And I bet he thought that I wouldn't report it because, of course, Seabiscuit has horses in it. But here we are!
Teacher Barbie and her students love classroom fun. It's so much to learn, they're never done. There's ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. What's 1 plus 2?
10?
Teacher Barbie says,
don't fuck with me.
Teacher Barbie rings the for recess fun and gives a hug for a job.
Where are your pants, Dad?
Teacher Barbie doll comes with 2 student dolls. Sounds and Barbie voice come from chalkboard. Batteries not included.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
We'll be right back.
guys, welcome back. You okay, John?
Yeah.
Oh, everything's going.
Well, it's game time, and I'm looking for my deep concentration
winning device.
Your winning device?
Yeah.
Oh, like you're doing like a sensory thing where you feel like you'd do better if you...
Well, I always lose at the America's Best Game Show, but anytime I play What's in Drunk's Mouth, I win.
So. Oh. So it's a strategy, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mental block, if you will.
A mental block.
I don't know.
Travis, have you considered that maybe you would do better at the games if you blindfolded yourself?
If I blindfolded myself or did some kind of mental block?
Yeah, like just so that you could focus purely on the audio being played.
Okay, that's like just do a quick meditation then, right? Like, let's take a second.
Yeah, yeah. Clear your mind.
Could you be quiet, please?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey! I'm just trying to.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
So
ready.
Did I explain Hurdle correctly?
They play 2 seconds of a song, and then you got to guess what it is.
It's a tale as old as time. Like, every radio station on the planet has done that for, like, a contest to win concert tickets to something. Like, they play a little bit of a song, and they're like, who can guess the song? Be the 10th caller and tell me what the song was. It's like, that's not new.
Yeah. So the
Hurdle
version that I made, Travis... It's not necessarily that. It's a little bit different. This game, it does have a theme song. Do you want to hear the theme song?
Absolutely.
Yes!
I love a good theme song.
The New York Times gave Wordle $1 million. Here's hoping they have some for us, too.
Richard Simmons, why don't you deal with Target?
This is Michael.
So, the rules of Michael, Travis, I'm going to play you the first 5 seconds of me being mad about something.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And you guys get to...
You didn't have to look very far for this.
No.
Monkeys.
It wasn't difficult.
Ants.
And if you guys don't get it, I'll give you the first 10 seconds of me getting mad about something. And if you don't get it after 10 seconds, then I'll just tell you what it is.
Okay. So we just need to know what you're angry about.
Yeah. I think this will be fun. Yeah, that it'll be stupid, but then we'll just won't play it again.
I like it.
So the three rounds of Michael.
This time we're teammates, though, right?
Do you guys want to be teammates?
Yeah, teammates.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Okay, Travis, you and Drunk, your teammates. All right.
Okay.
Round one, here's the first 5 seconds. I hate them, Travis. I hate their negativity. I hate.
That could be anything.
Notice Idle Hands is playing in the background, so like we got to that quick.
I hate them.
You guys need to hear it again?
Yeah, give it to me one more time.
Okay. I hate them, Travis. I hate their negativity. I hate.
Drunk, you got anything yet?
So you can make a guess.
And their negativity.
Or you could just go to the 10 seconds. But after the 10 seconds, you'll have to.
I say we go to 10 seconds. I don't want
to. Go to the 10 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. I hate them, Travis. I hate their negativity. I hate everything they bring because it's all
bullshit.
Is it all bullshit?
Hate their negativity. I hate everything they bring.
Drunk, what am I mad about?
Politicians.
You think it's politicians?
Children.
Could be children.
Somebody bringing something. Is
yeah.
it? somebody going to a party. They're bringing shitty casseroles.
Negativity. Was this things. When he got his delivery of his furniture? So delivery guy, maybe?
Negativity. Says they're negative, though. He's like, the first thing he says is he hates their negativity.
Final answer, you guys?
This is rough. This one's rough. Hate their negativity. I don't know. Drunk, shoot your shot.
Children.
I'm mad at children, you think? Yep. I hate them, Travis. I hate their negativity. I hate everything they bring because it's all bad. And we do have some good listeners. There's some listeners that I like, but for the most part, I hate them. I hate the people that listen to our show, Travis. I don't know how we can like trade them in for better listeners. How can we do that?
I'm mad at the listeners, Travis. I'm mad at the people that listen to the show. That was from 2018, Travis. I was mad at all the listeners.
That's more recent than I would have thought it would have been. I would have thought you would have been mad at the listeners. The latest in 2016.
Okay, guys, round two of the game show that's sweeping the nation. This is the first 5 seconds. Drunk's covering his eyes, Travis. He thinks that's going to work. Okay, here we go.
I thought they were sending me like a prepared thing.
No. So we were all in agreement.
Hello Fresh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Food service through the mail.
Yeah, food delivery service is what you're mad at here.
Wow, you guys got that one.
I thought they were sending me like a prepared thing.
No.
All of those, they just send you the ingredients for a meal.
Those motherfuckers mailed me like 8 vegetables to chop up. It was like, I can go to the grocery store and buy a potato.
And that's how they market it.
That was, I remember that. I got that so quick because I was so... Like, I couldn't wrap my head around how you didn't realize what HelloFresh was.
Travis, they just sent me a carrot in the mail and said, here, make these into carrot fries. You need to cut them up.
Cut this up.
And I was mad at it.
That's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, this wasn't hard to find these clips, Travis.
Well, you get round up by something. It's like every other episode. Week, yeah.
That was from 2020. So this one's from 2021. This is the most recent one, guys. Okay. This is the final round.
We should get this.
You guys are 1-2.
I like what we're 1-1. I will play this game again, no matter how we come out of this thing here.
This is the final round of the game show that's sweeping the nation. Drunk Michael.
I mean, I've done it just like as an impulse.
Sounded kind of old there. You think I'm aging? Like my rants have become less angry?
There are certain things that fire you up. That, like things fire you up on different levels, right? Like certain things, like when you're angry about them, certain things like just disappoint you, where you like have like a solemn monologue that you prepare. And then certain things like make you fired up angry, where you like are like, ah! The world.
So this is sadder this is obviously one.
A sad realization, a sad anger.
Yeah.
I don't have anything based off that 5 seconds. You drunk?
No, we need another five.
I mean, I've done it just like as an impulse.
You want the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gonna have to have the
I
next
never,
five.
I've done it just like as an impulse, but I didn't know that that was just like a thing we all did as a people.
I don't think it's something that you...
enough to make memes about it.
Slapping bags.
Slapping bags?
Slapping bags of potting soil.
I mean, I've done it just like as an impulse, but I didn't know that that was just like a thing we all did as a people.
I don't think it's something that you...
enough to make memes about it.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to stores specifically to slap bags of soil. I don't think it's like a thing like that. It's just something we all do.
God, Travis, you got that memory on you, bud.
Oh,
Let me be clear. There's no collusion. There's no collusion. And I will be the first to tell you I don't remember shit. And I just, there's something that clicked in my head about the slapping bags of potting soil.
And it's so funny because when I get home, my lady will be like, oh, so what do you talk about in the podcast? They'll be like, I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
Well, that's what I think Pepper had said something about. You must have plugged like an old bit into last week's episode, but he's like, oh, that latest fast food bit really got to me. And I'm like, what? Like,
you called Wendy's, Travis, and you asked him what's in their 4 for $4 deal. It was a really good prank.
We 100% could have had a brand new bit that I did live on air last week, and I still wouldn't have known what he was talking about.
We kind of just go around. Some point, like it's been enough time, and then we're like, okay, yeah, that was the things that we wanted to talk about this week.
Mom spaghetti.
Travis, pick of the week. I don't know.
Already? Damn, it's early.
Are we going pick of the week already?
I don't know. What else we got? Do we have other things?
I don't know. We can go pick of the week. My pick of the week this week is Inventing Anna, the Netflix limited series starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame, playing a gal named Anna Delvey, who had convinced a bunch of wealthy socialite people that she was a German heiress set to inherit $60 million and conned a shit ton of people out of money and other things. It was amazingly entertaining. Julia Garner has gone down her path of the Tom Hardy accent path, where so far I've seen her in two things, and she's had crazy accents in both of them. Her accent is impossible not to enjoy in Inventing Anna.
I haven't seen this show, but I saw her describe it as being like, well, she's a German trying to be a British, and
she's a Russian who immigrated to Germany, who is trying to sound posh. And this accent is like unfucking believable.
It's so bad. It sounds good.
Like all of those things.
It's so bad that it's good.
What's that, bud?
It's so bad that it's good.
It's not bad at all. It's great. And the accent is strange enough to seem like it could potentially be real. I've never heard the actual Anna Delvey talk, so maybe she talks like that, but holy shit, does Julia Garner knock it out of the park. I love this gal. And there's something, you know, she's an attractive lady, but I'm not attracted to her, but I'm mesmerized by everything she's in. Like, I just, there's, I'm not like, she, right, like, if you said, name two famous people you'd like to be in a threesome with, Julia Garner's not on that list.
Why not?
But she's an attractive gal.
Oh, you mean like if you could pick anyone?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying is like, she, for me, she's like, is probably my current favorite actress. And usually when that happens, they have to be like, oh, look, I'm a dirty pervert man. And that's really like Ana de Armas. You know, it's like that. It's like, but this, she's just so.
I think that was just, Dirty Tea.
I don't know. There's some
Dirty Tea.
Dirty Tea was back for just a second. But yeah, Julia Garner, man, she is wonderful. And that Inventing Anna show is super entertaining. I'd usually try not to pick things that are on, you know, I mean, it's in the Netflix top 10 when you pull it, like people are watching it, but goddamn, I tore through that thing. I finished the last two episodes last night, and man, it was just, I loved it. Inventing Anna on Netflix.
Can you do the accent for us? Can we just hear like a,
no, I attempted it because there's a couple of touchstones, like a touch points that she does that she probably has to say to get into it. And there was a handful of words that I noticed when she would say them. I'm like, oh, I bet she has to say this word to get into the accent. I don't remember what the words were, but I couldn't do it. I did try.
Oh, you mean like a vocal warm-up, like a red leather, yellow leather?
Yeah, well, there's certain, like, when if people who get, typically, if you can do accents, especially like performers, there's always like a phrase or like a word, right? Like this, this is how I say this word in this accent or this phrase in this accent. So you start with that word or that phrase from your normal voice to like to get into the accent. And I swear that I was able to pick them out while I was watching that, watching the show. But yeah, there's typically like a word or a phrase that will get you into the accent. Like, oh, okay, I need this phrase, and now I'm able to speak in that accent for a while. But yeah, it's fucking bananas. But the show's really good, very entertaining. Everybody, my girl's in it. One of the workaholics is in it. It's damn good.
You looked at me like he was talking like he had three heads. Did you not get what he was saying?
No, I was curious. You got into your phone to look up somebody.
Anna De Armas. I had no clue who it was.
Oh, what did you think?
Fine. Yeah, she's fine.
Travis, I picked my sister up from the airport the other day, and when I got home,
that was awesome.
My wife, she had stayed up. Because I was out late. I was like way past my bedtime. And so everybody's routine was messed up. Like the dogs, they were looking out the window like, where the fuck's he going? It's dark out, you know. And so when I got home, she was watching television. She was watching a program on Netflix called Is It Cake? Have you heard of this, Travis?
No.
I saw the promo for it on Netflix.
It's Mikey Day from Saturday Night Live is the host of this program. And what people do is they try to make cakes that look like things. And then he just walks around with a knife. And then people try to guess whether the thing is cake or not. And then he just cuts into things, and it's a game show, and it's amazing. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, but it's great because, you know, like a wall turn around and there'll be,
is this a banana?
10 purses. And then there's three people sitting there and they go, okay, one of these purses is actually cake. And then they have 20 seconds to look at all the purses and decide which one looks like the least believable purse.
You said this is ridiculous and it's dumb. It doesn't sound any more dumb than The Floor is Lava.
Hey, now that was good shit. Floor is Lava was good shit.
It's a lot of stupid ass game shows, reality shows on Netflix that are very entertaining. Well, I will watch Is This Cake?
And you know what? The thing, I mean, Is This Cake? Like the people making these things are incredibly talented, sure. Which is,
of course,
the best game show is the one that like you're actually showcasing someone with a skill, because I imagine to make a cake that looks like a shoe is very difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, I mean, like, it's a fun way to showcase amazing talent without just like making a show about people who make cakes. Like you're actually like turning it into a game and making it entertaining.
Opposed to like just making a documentary saying, hey, look at all this whole group of people that's really good at making cakes. You make something entertaining out of it.
Right.
Whereas like a documentary, people would be like, ah, I don't know.
Guys, we got to make this cake game for a wedding. Let's just like film our job.
Yeah, it's like just like Michael, you know, you got to make it entertaining.
Right. Repurpose, like you get paid twice, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Or in this case, not at all.
Right. Yeah, in our case. Guys,
speaking of, remember what we asked at the beginning. Please jump on Patreon and help us buy Zoom Pro, because Skype is a real fucker.
Drunk pick of the week, bud? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, Zoom Pro, a good product for a fair price. Check it out.
Hey, Drunk, I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday. My wife had a BioLife appointment.
Okay.
And it's up in a neighboring town.
You said it was on what day?
For some reason, what's that?
You said it was on what day?
Sunday. So we were at Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday. I knew she had a BioLife appointment to donate plasma, and that was like on Saturday. I was like, hey, why don't you just drop me off at Buffalo Wild Wings? I'll drink beer for an hour, yeah, and then you can come back there, mm-hmm, and then we'll eat wings and shit.
Right.
And I'm not a huge fan of March Madness like I know you are, but since I was sitting in front of a bunch of TVs, I pulled up my sports betting app, and one of the most fun things I've found to do, and I can't wait to do it again, was just to bet on who's going to score the next 3-point shot.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
I was I'm sitting there like drinking beer and watching like Ohio State and Villanova, and it's like, oh, who's going to score the next 3-point shot? And I had like $10 in my betting account, and I'm like, oh, I'll bet $1 on Villanova. And sure shit, Villanova hits it, and I win like 82 cents. I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, let's do that again. I'm like, who's going to score the next 3-point shot? I'll bet that 82 cents on Ohio State.
Right.
No, they didn't shoot it. It was Villanova. It's like the most fun that I've had. Who's going to commit
the next foul? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. And baseball is really fun because you can be like, will it be over or under a run scored this inning? Well, let's see.
Yeah. Specifically focusing on one thing, because I knew all of those live bet like stats were like a thing you could do, but like specifically focusing on one thing and just like focusing on like just the 3-point shots was so much fun. Yeah. And like it was such a good time.
Those kids, they get recruited to go to college because they're good at a sport, and they all show up and run back and forth to kind of be Travis's slot machine. Like, I mean, you're essentially just,
and not just Travis,
playing slot
Travis, absolutely,
at a Buffalo Wild Wings while you're waiting for your wife to get done with her appointment.
Yep. For the entire country sitting at Buffalo Wild Wings are like, oh, I hope this 3-point shooter actually does it. Oh, this fucking kid.
Yeah, by the time Sunday rolled around, my bracket was might as well be
toast.
Yeah. So I opted to watch the NASCAR race instead.
What did you get? Did St. Peter's throw you out of it?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't have Kentucky going too far, but I had Illinois going all the way. So Houston did me dirty. And then I had Tennessee in my Final Four, and they're out too. So.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't follow it enough to really know who was any good. So I couldn't bet on the actual games or like do a bracket, but goddamn, betting on who's going to score the next 3-point shot was exhilarating.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's come like the dead time of sports, and like, you can bet on like, who's going to get the next point in tennis. Your thing can go up and down really quickly. It's quite the roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it really helped to pass the like hour before the wife got there, before we actually ate wings. And then, I spent 3.5 hours in Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday, and was not disappointed with my time being spent there. So yeah,
one time I was a true degenerate and is pretty late at the casino, and we're watching German handball.
Oh my god! They got a sports book at that casino?
Yes, they did. So I was live betting on the German handball.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun. As long as you have the means to do it and you don't lose your ass. I mean,
never bet what you're not willing to lose.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, bet responsibly. Set limits. If you go over limit, don't take out on your credit card. As long as you do all that, it's a just fine hobby.
Unless you're in Vegas.
If you put it on your credit card, that's how you win it back.
No, that's not how you win it back.
Yeah, when you lose it all, you got to put it on your credit card to win it back, right?
No, that's when you take the deposit from your record store, the entire deposit, and instead of taking it to the bank, you take it to the casino and try to triple it.
Right. And then if you lose that,
That's when you sell all your comic books on eBay and then put it all on black.
The next day, you just got to fake rob your own store.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how to bungee cord yourself to a chair. Be like, they robbed me. Mm-hmm. I don't have it.
How'd they take all of our stuff?
Yeah.
And then you use that insurance
Rex
money.
Rex Manning shows up.
We did it.
We did it, drunk.
We fucking did it.
Guys, we'll see you Sunday.
I'm Anna Delvey. Anna Delvey.
I'm Dil Dannon.
Listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Travis, I had a good idea for merch. I thought that it would be funny to make a shirt that like kind of like the back kind of resembled like a concert T-shirt, but it's just all of your nicknames.
That's pretty funny. That would
be kind of funny.
Like instead of concert dates, it says popcorn bitch. And
yeah, I do like that. I still think that Dil Dannon T-shirt design is great too. I like. That shitty Elton John silhouette picture or whatever with Dil Dannon in the bottom. Really dig
with
that.
No explanation at all. Just that's it.
Elton John, Dil Dannon.